Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected honorable elders and brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion knows no limits, no bounds. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my rahmah, my mercy encompasses all and everything. In a hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the kindness of Allah, His forgiveness, His compassion. That at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands with His yabsutu yadayhi, with His hands spread out. Now we won't understand what is the meaning of the spreading out of the hand. This is from those aspects of the kalam that we don't understand. So the Muhaddithin, the ulama of hadith, they express that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making ta'rid. Everywhere we go, there's Ramadan specials, Haleem during the day, naan at night, and all the different types of specials. So that is what you call ta'riz. There's a special offer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the special offer. Every night and every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the special offer. So continuously at night Allah is saying, where are those that committed sin during the day? Why don't they come, make tawbah? I'm prepared to forgive. And during the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this offer to the people of the night that had committed sin. So this is a continuous offer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making. That come to me, seek tawbah, ask and I will forgive you. One good deed, man ja'a bil hasana. Whoever brings a good deed. The Quran doesn't say, man amila bil hasana. Man ja'a bil hasana. Whoever comes with a good deed, whoever brings a good deed. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of a very, very important aspect actually. That on the day of Qiyamah, you are and I am, we all going to come with something. Either we're going to come with our good deeds, or Allah forbid, we're going to come with our ill deeds. But we are going to come with something. And that's not going to be a suitcase filled with clothing or suitcase filled with gifts for somebody. But it is going to be our amal that is going to be brought in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Whoever brings a good deed, falahu ashru amthaliha, for him is 10 times more, multiplied by 10. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually discussing the fadilat of Ramadan. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala gives 10 times more multiplied by 10.
Allah multiplies by 700. The Quran says, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah multiplies however much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to multiply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so compassionate, Allah ta'ala is so kind. We're speaking just about the kindness of Allah. We've all made wudu, and some fortunate ones would have made ghusl just before the Jummah Salat. But certainly we have made wudu. And when we make wudu and we wash our hands, and we just say, Bismillahi walhamdulillah. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Look at the compassion of Allah. Look at the compassion of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the malaika that so long as this person is in that wudu, continue to write for him the reward of being in wudu. Now, the thoughts are just flowing. Look at Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu then. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bilal, I saw you ahead of me in Jannat. Bilal, I heard your footsteps that were ahead of me in Jannat. What is that deed? So why ahead? Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi. O you who believe, do not advance ahead of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So is it not bare adab? Is it not disrespect? We see when the Shaykh walks, then the murids will walk behind. Nobody walks in front of the Shaykh. So لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Do not advance ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how is it that Bilal's footsteps are being heard ahead? So the ulama have written that in his life, in this dunya, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had one habit, that when he would emerge and he would walk with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to sort of keep Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam behind at bay, and he used to check if there's any danger in front. That amal Allah loves so much. So Bilal, why is it? What is that action? So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever I would have the need of wudu would break, I would perform wudu, and then I would read 2 rakat salat, continuation. So see how great and how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Complete your wudu. Just examples of Allah's great, how Allah wants to give. It comes in a hadith, that person that says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Simple. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. O Allah, make me from amongst those that often and continuously make tawbah. Wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin, and those who often seek absolute and complete purity. Purity not only of the outward body. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi states that one is the purity to cleanse ourselves from all the najasat. Then one is the purity to cleanse our limbs from every, and our senses, our eyes and our ears, from every form of guna and sin. That is one kind of taharat. One type of taharat is to cleanse the inner soul of a person from all the evil and debasing qualities. And then one kind of taharat is to cleanse the heart from masiwallah, from everyone else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that person that just reads this kalima, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Dakhal al-Jannah. Dakhal al-Jannah. That person will enter Jannat. At least this much, there's a glad tiding that we will leave this world in a state of Iman. Simple deeds Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given so much. Come this month of Ramadan, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانُ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءُ وفي رواية فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم. When this month of Ramadan enters, now that great mercy of Allah, now multiplies. Futihat abwabu sama, the doors of the sky is open. What are these doors? This is telling us that there are two things that are happening. One is Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy descends in greater magnitudes, and the other is Allah is more readily accepting our ibadat, and together with that Allah is multiplying the reward. If our government perchance makes an announcement that whatever metal you have, be it the aluminium in your window frames, be it the copper in your pipes and everything else, any kind of iron or steel that's lying around, if you bring it to a particular place, we will pay you the price of platinum. In South Africa, you won't have taps in the morning. Your copper pipes are gone. But what effort would we make? We'll take our cars. If it's not made out of plastic, we'll take our cars and we will bring all of that to that place because we're getting the price of platinum. What is Allah saying? Your nawafil ibadat, your nafil ibadat, that has a great merit in the eyes of Allah, but obviously it can never supersede the faraiz, it can never supersede the farz. Now, my banda, come with these ibadat. Man ja'a bil hasana, come with it. Read a 2 rakats nafil salat, we've come in the masjid. If it's not zawal time or whatever, makruh times and haram times. Read a 2 rakat salat, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that now automatically is upgraded. Is upgraded now, it's getting the first class. And that is the first ibadat. Now how many 2 rakats we can read like that? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the morning you should read 200 rakats of salat in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. At least let us try and increase or bring about these kind of ibadat. And the likes of that, whatever, giving out sadaqah now, it is going to fetch that price. And then if the Reserve Bank makes an announcement that if you come with a 100 rand note or a 200 rand note, we are going to give you 100 times 70, 7,000 rand for one 100 rand note. What are we going to do? Are we going to just sit back and say, no, others are better, let them go, they are more in need? There will be this rush. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared now for the farz ibadat. Multiply it by 70. Allah is saying, it's fine, do it. You read a salat with jamaat, 27 times 70. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. The one very, very important aspect, obviously, is that there must be ikhlas, there must be sincerity. We do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our outward shape. Inna Allah ta'ala la yanzuru ila ajsamikum wala ila suwarikum walakin yanzuru ila a'malikum wa qulubikum, aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your ajsam. Allah doesn't look at your body, your appearance, your shape, where you hail from, where you come from, what's your complexion. Many of us have this feeling that I can't do because I'm not a Maulana. I can't do because I'm not a Hafizab. This is for other people. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at all of that. Consider the fact, Luqman Hakim, one old surah in the Quran, Surah Luqman, what rutba Allah gave him. When Ma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when that allegation was made against her, in her hearts of hearts, she had known that Allah will definitely inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of her innocence. She had that much. But when Allah revealed 10 ayats of Surah Nur, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, never in my wildest dreams, I never thought that Allah will reveal this in the Quran that is going to be enshrined till the day of Qiyamah. Declaring, announcing, proclaiming the innocence of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The world can say what? The Quran has spoken about her innocence. The Quran has removed whatever allegations that were made against Hazrat Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now Sayyidina Luqman al-Hakim the wise, an entire surah. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ نِشْكُلْ لِلَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about Allah granted him hikmah. When we just go a little back, where was he? What was he? Who was he? How was he? It is written about him that he was an ordinary shepherd, not a student in the Darul Uloom, not a murid in the Khanqa, but he was an ordinary shepherd. And then together with that, he was one of the most unattractive human beings. He was not a handsome, attractive person. His looks were sufficient to turn a person away. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him this great quality. Allah ta'ala accepts him. People are sitting at his feet. He becomes the means of direction and guidance for thousands of people. People are listening to him in his own lifetime. Up to now, people write the words of Luqman the wise, the wisdoms of Luqman. So somebody asked him, what is it? I mean, look at you. What is it that Allah has chosen you amongst all the others? Allah didn't look at body form. Allah didn't look at appearance. Allah didn't look at the fact that he hailed from the continent of Africa or a person hails from another continent in the world. Allah Ta'ala didn't look at all that. What is it that Allah had seen in you that Allah had chosen? So his response was that there are three qualities that I have. We'll just skim through very quickly. One quality is Sidq fil Hadith. Sidqul Hadith. I always spoke the truth and I always speak the truth. This is something that becomes a rare commodity. And now in today's time is not only about the speech with the tongue. It is the communication via the social media. And we will just forward whatever comes to us without verifying anything. This much is there, we have lost so much of discretion, that we will just forward something, not even thinking whether it is good or not good for the ummah. We've lost it all. And then the person will say, sorry, Mauli Sahab, I never even read it. So one is Siddiq in one's speech. And now there is a lot that is desired in so far as my speech is concerned and your speech is concerned. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. We hear it on the nikah khutbah all the time. Oh, you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah, and speak appropriately. Yuslih lakum amalakum. Look at the beauty of appropriate speech. You begin to speak appropriately. Allah takes the responsibility in the Quran. Yuslih lakum amalakum. Allah will rectify. We all looking for islah. We looking for reformation. Get the zuban right. Yuslih lakum amalakum. Allah will reform you. Allah is taking that responsibility. We are all looking for maghfirat. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive. Get that zuban right. Speak appropriately. Speak at the appropriate time. Use the appropriate words. Use the appropriate tone. Sometimes the word is right, the tone is wrong. So let us get all of that together. And then he said, the second thing is, wherever there was amanat, I fulfilled the amanat. Amanat not only in terms of rands and cents and money, but amanat in every aspect, in terms of time and everything else that will go with it. And in the third, at-tark ma la ya'ni, I left out frivolous actions and frivolous deeds. And I think this is the month of Ramadan. This is highly definable. What is frivolous? The ulama have said, those things that are of no value will not benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. Each one of us look into our hearts. Each one of us go into our hearts and try and creep deep in the hearts. That there are so many things that I'm doing that if only I could eliminate it from my life, if I could eliminate it from my life, I will get so much more time. I will get so much more time to at least say one subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at a person's outward appearance. We need to turn towards Allah and we need to seek and draw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. From Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, right up to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah chooses only one out of the 124,000 to be Kalimullah. Wakallamallahu Musa taklima. Only one. That is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When we look at 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala chooses Musa alayhi salam, when we just look at our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very quickly, once he was walking in Makkah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, you are very articulate, you are very articulate in your speech, lots of eloquence when you speak, the manner in which you speak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr, the truth is that I'm a Qurayshi. The Quraysh had the most eloquent of speech. And number two, I went to the Banu Sa'ad, Halima Sa'adiya. And in the outskirts, they were the most eloquent. So there was eloquence all around me. But when Allah chose Musa alayhi salam, Allah chose Musa that stuttered and stammered. Allah Ta'ala didn't choose someone that was articulate. Allah Ta'ala didn't choose someone that was eloquent. Allah Ta'ala didn't choose someone that had a voice that will be able to express himself. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So in the choosing of Allah, in the choosing of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would choose whomsoever. We need to turn our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was one of the muadzins of Madina Munawwara. He was a blind sahabi. The shortest verse of the Quran, غَيْرُ أُولِي الدَّرَرِ, was revealed because of this sahabi. Look at the fact that Allah Ta'ala doesn't see and Allah doesn't look whether he can see or not. So in this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors, wide open, of the acceptance of our ibadat and the deliverance of reward, crowning whatever we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala does not look at our physical bodies, nor does Allah Ta'ala look at our appearance. Then what does Allah look at? وَلَكِنْ يَنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ a'malikum wa qulubikum. Allah looks at the a'mal. Allah looks at the heart with which that a'mal was carried out. Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah Ta'ala created this death and life so that Allah tests who comes with the best of deeds. And obviously the best of deeds are those deeds that are carried out with ikhlas and with sincerity. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the day of Qiyamah, the ayat of the Quran, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْحَقِّ فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Everything is going to be weighed. It's not going to be counted. So let us, in this month of Ramadan, let us try, and bring about actions and deeds that we had not had carried out in the rest of our lives. And let us try and bring about these deeds for the sake of Allah. And in doing so, make niyat, not only for Ramadan, Ya Allah, for the rest of my life. And in conclusion, for myself, my own benefit, and for all of us, brothers, we all have sins, we all have gunas. We all have bad qualities, bad character. There's no denying that. We all have bad habits. Let us take two gunas, two sins. Let us take two bad characters. And let us take two bad habits. And let us use this month of Ramadan to start polishing ourselves. Try and rid ourselves of that bad deeds, bad actions that we are carrying out. Make niyat for the sake of Allah. Allah, I'm doing this for you. I want to purify myself, Ya Allah. Allah, you help me, Allah will help. Allah, these qualities, many of us, well, I am like that, you know, so you can't do anything. No. Let me make an attempt, an effort. Ya Allah, I know that this is a bad habit. I got a short fuse. So what? I've got a short fuse. Ya Allah, you help me. You help me. Take that so what out. Ya Allah, you give me that endurance. You give me that forbearance. And in that way, take just two sins. If that is too difficult, one of each. Let us work on it in this Ramadan, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala accept the ibadat of one and all. And wherever the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the sufferings from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.